Christ is risen. Peace be with you, grace and mercy from the Lord God, our Father, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Our sermon text is from the book of John, chapter 20, verses 27 to 29. Jesus said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." This far ends our test. Please be seated. Some people build fences to keep people in, and other people build fences to keep people out. I'm sure you heard that in a movie a long time ago. Jesus' tomb is open and empty, but the disciples' house is closed and the doors are locked shut. Fear has become their tomb as they fenced themselves in. And while Jesus is on the loose, his disciples are bound in fear. The disciples have separated themselves and their lives from the reality of the resurrection. Their doors of faith have been closed shut because of fear. They left the empty tomb of Jesus and entered their own tombs of fear, doubt, and blindness. The locked doors have become the great stone sealing their tomb of fear. The doors of our tombs are always locked from the inside. All this, and it has been only 1 week. I wonder, 1 week after Easter, is our life any different from the disciples after Easter? Do we live in the freedom and joy of the resurrection, or do we live fenced behind imaginary walls of fears that we build within? When St. John describes the house, the door, the lock, he is speaking about more than a physical house with walls, doors, on hinges. He is describing the interior condition of the disciples. The locked places of our lives are always more about what is going on inside of us than what's happening around us. What are the closed places of your life? What keeps you hiding in the tomb? Maybe like the disciples, it is fear. Perhaps it is sorrow and loss. Maybe the wounds are so deep, it doesn't seem worth the risk of being vulnerable to step outside in faith and get down in the pits of our lives and share our pains and problems and hurts with the people that we love the most. Yes, even those we trust. For others, it may be anger and resentment and bitterness. Some seem unable or unwilling to open up to new ideas possibilities and change. So they build fences and lock themselves in. Christ is risen. The tomb is open. The stone of death is removed. Jesus comes back today to the same house, the disciples' house. But today he comes to your house to destroy the fence of fear and release the doubtful Thomas in every one of us. And give us joy and send us out into the world to make disciples from all nations. Peace be with you. Shalom aleikum. Assalam alaikum are one of the most common uses of exchanging peace with people in the world today, especially for the Jews and the Muslims. I mean, we exchange it here every time. Peace of the Lord be with you. In our ministry to the Muslim people in Dallas, the one thing that people crave the most is peace with God. They talk about peace, but they don't have peace with God. Jesus is always entering the locked places of our lives. He comes Eastering in us. Unexpected and invited, and sometimes even unwanted. He steps into our closed closets, closed lives, closed hearts, closed minds. Standing among us, he offers peace and breathes new life in us. The ministry of Disciples of the Way has a lot of experiences with people who do not have peace. People who are starving for peace. The Refugee Service Center in Dallas, every week, our missionaries welcome hundreds of refugees from every nation who come to hear about Jesus. The boundaries of race and the fences of fear disappear right at the door when they come in, and the sisters and the brothers of faith will welcome them. The daughters of Sarah, the free mother, will welcome the daughters of Hagar, the slave mother, and together they speak about Jesus. They pray in the name of Jesus. In the sowing program, we call it Sowing Seeds of Faith Ministry. Seeds of faith are planted one stitch at a time. Twice a week, the Word of God is taught during days when they can attend, and the words of peace are spoken among those who do not have peace. Yes, the other children of Abraham, the Muslims, the descendant of Ishmael. Muslims are inspired to hear the true story of Abraham sacrificing his son, his only son, Isaac, not Ishmael. Isaac, who is a shadow of the one who is yet to come, Jesus, the Savior of the world, who will bring peace to the world. Prayers are spoken in the name of Jesus, the King of Peace, for in Christ Jesus we are all sons of God through faith. For as many of us who are baptized in Christ have put on Christ. And if we are Christ's, then we are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. That's Galatians chapter 3, verses 27 to 29. Regardless the circumstances, Jesus shows up bringing peace, offering peace, embodying peace. Regardless the circumstances, Jesus shows up bringing life, offering life, embodying life. Life and peace are resurrection reality. Jesus gives us his peace, his breath, his life, and then sends us out as witnesses of light. We are free to break down the doors of fear and step outside into his life of peace, bringing light, life, and transforming faith to all those who live in fear and doubt. In a sense, the disciples in that locked room were dead and lifeless. They were dead in their denial of Jesus, their sin, in the way they have let God down. Now, remember, at one time, they said that they would not leave him. And they all left him hanging on that cross. They fled and denied knowing Christ, even though each of them has said they will be willing to die for Jesus. What is the first thing Jesus says to them when he came into the house? Did he say, "You have abandoned me"? Did he say, "You coward disciples, you"? No, he didn't. Astonishingly, he said, "Peace be with you." Then John gives us one of the greatest understatements in Scripture. He writes, "Then they were glad when they saw the Lord." Of course, they were glad to see Christ risen. But they delight even more in the words that he said. Jesus is saying, "I forgive you. You thought you were no longer my friends, but you are still my friends. And peace be with you," he said. Jesus breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." You see, unfortunately, in English, it is hard to make the connection. But in both Greek and Hebrew, the word of God's Spirit can also mean breath and wind. The Hebrew word for spirit is ruah. In Arabic, ruah. Ruah. Say it. Ruah. Practice that word. Ruah. It's a beautiful word. That's what God did when he spoke life in Adam. And he still continues to speak life in dead people today. "Receive the Holy Spirit," Jesus said to them. So Jesus, the one who until very recently was dead, breathes life, the Holy Spirit, back into the weak and dead disciples. As Paul writes in the letter to the Ephesians, "Even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead." Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. In receiving this forgiving power of the Holy Spirit, the disciples are then to go do the same. to forgive others in that same power of forgiveness. Jesus' disciples were supposed to get out of their fear, to get out of their houses, where they built fences of fear around them, and step into their new life of the resurrection. In order to turn doubters into believers, and to turn them from a world of darkness into a world of light. You remember Jesus called a man named Saul from his world of darkness. He transformed him from a sinner into a saint, and then sent him out to change the world when he said, "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen and will see of me. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentile. I am sending you to them to open their eyes from a world of darkness into a world of light, that they may receive forgiveness and have a place among those who are sanctified by me." And who are the sanctified by faith in Christ Jesus? You are, my beloved. You are. You have been given the Spirit of Christ. Do you know of any Sauls or doubting Thomases? Any neighbors who do not know Jesus? Or are you one of the righteous ones who only hang around the righteous ones? Jesus did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Thomas repented and confessed in today's gospel, saying, "My Lord and my God." With those words, Thomas has recognized and confessed Jesus as his Lord and Savior. The story of doubting Thomas did not start at the resurrection and ended there. Somewhere between doubting Thomas, confessing Thomas, and the dying Thomas is this true story of the resurrection in Thomas' life. The promise of the resurrection is always hidden within death. There can be no resurrection without the cross. However, we die daily to our sins, and we have hope of the resurrection. So we rise with Christ every day, because we know that all of us who have been baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 34. May the certainty of the resurrection overcome our daily fears and fill our hearts with faith, courage, and overcome death in all its forms, knowing that it's not the final word. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he dies, yet shall he live, Jesus said. Sometimes the crucified and risen Jesus doesn't always remove your outward conflicts and problems and pains and troubles. He gives you something far better. He gives you peace. Yes, my friends, the Lord does not forsake you, leaving you in your cloudy pessimism or false optimism. He does not leave you in fearful, petrified unbelief, but he connects himself to you in your baptism. In the Word, in the Lord's Supper, thus giving you salvation, faith, and peace. In faith, you have been connected to the Lord, where you are guaranteed the expectation of victory. Yes, you are given the real thing. Life and salvation, life and victory are ours because we are connected with and share the life and victory of Christ. And these are solid substances. Solid and certain as God in Christ is. Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not yet seen, but have come to believe. Here is my question for the day. Was the resurrection really the end of the life of Thomas, or just the beginning of his journey of the cross? Did you know that Thomas, the doubter, brought the gospel of the crucified and risen Christ to India? Saint Thomas died pierced and cut through with five spears by five soldiers. That doesn't sound like a doubting Thomas, does it? It sounds like someone who was saved by the resurrection but lived in the way of the cross until the end of his life. The resurrection of Christ was real to Thomas from the moment he placed his finger into Jesus' hands and participated in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and somehow attaining the resurrection from the dead. St. Paul says this so beautifully and summarizes the whole life of Thomas in two verses. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and may share in his suffering, becoming like him in his death, and that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Doubting Thomas to you, the one who started at the resurrection and ended at the cross to attain the true and experience of the resurrection. My brothers and sisters in Christ, a life living to protect itself from fear will sooner or later fall to pieces, leaving you with fear. It doesn't work. However, a life that is connected with Christ is indestructible. With everything, work, play, sleep, food, family, tears, laughter, pain, and joy. With everything connected with Christ, not seen, yet believed, you live solidly with that indestructible peace that the risen Lord gave his disciples, a peace that held through pain and persecution, a peace that gave courage to live and die for Christ, a peace that put a song in their hearts and on their lips even when they were in prison. Easter declares that it works. Easter gives us peace that surpasses our own imagination. That is the way of the Christian life. That is the way bound up with living and rising with the risen Messiah. That is the life of faith. That is your life. Peace from the gospel. Objectively washed, worded, breaded, and wined by Christ, in Christ, for Christ, always. When you come to communion in a minute and put your fingers in the very pierced and risen body of Christ Jesus, you are convinced that he is truly and fully present in these solid, indestructible elements of grace. It does not get any real than this. It doesn't get any better than this. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, precisely in the crucified and risen body of Christ that you come to take. I mean, imagine when Christ came and showed his hands to Thomas, that was the crucified and risen Christ at the same time. He was putting his hands on the very dead and risen Christ. You see, Muslims don't believe in the crucifixion. The resurrection is one beautiful place to take them. And I'm always telling them, here there is no inshallah. There is no God willing. God is going to give us a place in heaven. Here, it happens. It works. The very crucified Christ's body and blood given for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. You see, the story of Thomas with Jesus speaks directly to you at the end of this encounter. If this were a movie and not a chapter, this would be the part where Jesus had, through the lenses of the camera, will turn from Thomas directly at your face and say, "Blessed are you, for you have believed." Because faith in Christ alone saves. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." Receive the Holy Spirit. Not that spirit of fear. It's the spirit of power that sends us out. Confident about the crucified and risen Messiah to bring joy to the world so they may see and believe that he is the Savior of the world and their Savior also. Peace of the Lord be with you. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us stand.